can get Dave Humphries on the line as we continue our tour of your hometown, which actually happens to be my hometown. Dave Humphries, longtime resident. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, John.
And I was reading your bio and all you do, and you are co-founder of Two Way Street Coffee House. And I looked that up, and I'm like, that sounds familiar. And it is in the First Congressional Church, and that's where I went to preschool, Dave.
Well, yeah, that's the First Congregational Church in Downers Grove. It's the United Church of Christ, and that preschool started in back in the 60s. And it's been going ever since, and it's still going strong. We got 65 kids in there every day and a waiting list of about 20. So
yeah, I gotta find my picture from it. Had to be 1986 or 7. How come I'm not in the Hall of Fame there, Dave, for the preschool? No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the Two-Way Street Coffee House. Tell us about it.
Well, the Two-Way Street is it's kind of a throwback to an earlier time, but it actually was founded in 1970. I was a kid right out of college, and I had enjoyed a place, kind of a beatnik kind of coffee house when I was in college. And I had that idea in my head. And at the same time, there was a lot of unrest in the community and in the country, really, because of the Vietnam situation. And anytime anybody saw a couple of kids on a street corner, they got nervous. And when I say kids, I mean like young adults,
right,
and so forth. And so we started this place for them, targeted at that age group, and try to give them a place where they can hang out and not be watched too closely, but just have a place where they can kind of belong. But there was always music as a part of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, the music persisted. Other agencies picked up some of the other stuff, but the music persisted, and now it's still going strong. And even during the pandemic, they have concerts, world-class concerts with singer-songwriters and folk singers and so forth from around the country and around the world that come to Downers Grove and give concerts. And now that the pandemic's lightening up, they're doing live concerts again, but they still stream. They've got a website at twowaystreet.org, and so they stream every Friday night.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like a really great way to get involved in the community. I imagine bringing people together, that's a very Downers Grove thing.
Yeah, well, it is. Downers Grove is kind of, it truly is community, you know. I'm a member of the Rotary Club, and we have a slogan that says it's all about community, because it truly is, and it's gotten big, and it's part of the Chicago megalopolis, but there's still a little bit of a hometown flavor to it, even though we've got over 50,000 people here now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And music, you said, has always been part of your life, and that comes a lot apart from your mother, right?
Well, yeah, my mother couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but but she loved music. And there's a joke in the family that says when I was a little kid, she was singing me a lullaby, and I took off one of my socks and stuck it in her mouth. But that's just a family legend. But she was a music enabler, and she taught me to do that. She helped other people make music and helped other musical organizations, and that's kind of what I've done a good part of my life too. Although I was a musician myself, paid my way through college doing that. But since then, I've done more production, music production. I do concerts and festivals around North America.
That's great.
And still do one in my hometown in Downers Grove. I don't get paid for this one, but it's still my favorite.
Right.
Dave, it's Rotary Grove Fest.
Oh, what is that? What is the next one?
It is June of this, a couple of months away, in June 23rd through 26th in downtown Downers Grove. There are four nights of music on the big stage, and there's street fair and car show and amusement rides and all kinds of good fun things in a beer garden. And all the music on the book on the on the main stage, I get a chance to book those, so that's a lot of fun.
All right, Dave, I hate to put you on the spot here. You got the elevator pitch. We got 30 seconds left in the show. Why should someone move their business? Why should someone move their money, their lives, to Downers Grove if they're considering?
Well, I think Downers Grove, it is really all about community. We've got great schools. We have a terrific public library. Our downtown is vibrant. Right now, as we speak, there are 300 people doing a wine walk in downtown Downers Grove.
Yep.
On a Thursday night. It's just a great place to go. All kinds of wonderful community events in the 12 months of the year. There's fun things to do, both indoors and outdoors. If you can't tell it yet, I'm a big cheerleader for Downers Grove. I've lived here all my life. I'm not on the payroll, but I love this town.
Dave Humphreys, I grew up there. I couldn't have picked a better place to grow up. Thanks for your time, Dave, and being a great ambassador, okay?
Thank you, John.